reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, Double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and the man who he thinks can get Major League Baseball back up and running again, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing well. I don't know if you know this or not, but Sunday on MLB Network, a junior documentary is going to be playing.
Really?
Yeah, about Griffey Jr., so I'm pumped.
Did you watch the Sosa McGuire documentary?
I haven't yet, but it looked really damn good.
I watched it last night. It wasn't bad. I was a senior in high school, but I feel like, I don't know. At the time, now looking back on it, I'm like, man, what's the big deal? You know what I mean? But I guess there's a lot of fallout from that. And I forgot about, like, baseball falling off during the strike and them kind of bringing baseball back along with Cal Ripken. But, yeah, we all saw what happened when somebody with real talent like Barry Bonds took steroids, boy. 73 of them things.
Now imagine if Junior took steroids.
Rachel asked me if Junior ever took steroids. I said, no, he didn't like lifting weights. That's why he didn't do it.
That's right. He was a natural, baby.
Natural. Throwback.
God, he would have hit 80, 90.
Before we go any further, go over to doingthefavor.com. Check out, we got some new articles over there right now. Of course, we have the legwork, the buy, sell, trade. That's always really popular. I believe everything on there right now has been claimed. I don't think there's anything new. I had my Andrade got claimed the other day. But as far as articles, man, Matches That Shaped Us by RJ Krasinski, ascending the ladder of popularity. You're talking about Shawn Michaels versus Razor Ramon at WrestleMania 10. Of course, an iconic match. And Barry, our new superstar writer, John Robat, he wrote an article called Outside the Prime Time, which I thought was very informative. Basically, he talks about where you can find indie wrestling. You know, we all know where you can watch WWE, where you can watch AEW, but to go outside of primetime, to go to high spots, to go to independent wrestling TV, he talks about YouTube. Very, very, very good article. I really enjoy John's article. He's our new superstar writer these days. I was telling him that the other day. You can follow him on Twitter at Badger751. Let's get him some followers, man, because I really feel like that he deserves it, that he brings a lot to the website. I'm really excited about the future of what he's going to write. And I mean, he's given us three articles and he's given us three absolute fucking bangers. So follow John Robat at Badger751. Barry, I'm going to do some shout outs real quick. First off, Wrestling Toy Tracker, right? You talk about your defining moments. You talk about your Galoobs. You talk about your Just Toys Bendems. You talk about your Hasbros, your Retros. He's going to give you an estimated price of how much you should be paying on eBay. That way, I mean, if you're going to start a collection of any one of those things, it's good to have Wrestling Toy Tracker in your back pocket to kind of give you an idea, whether you're starting or adding to a collection of any of those I just named. Defining Moments is really exciting. Another shout-out this week, I've never shout-out before, but at Russell Fig News, you guys all know him as Wrestling Figure News Source. We've been talking a lot privately, and I mean, his knowledge and what he's looking for and what's hitting, and the ability to want to help people. A really good dude, just getting to know him, and he brings a lot to the community. I know a lot of our news segments, Barry, is a lot of times I'm, you know, looking at his Twitter as one of my resources. So shout out him at Wrestling Fig News Source. Jeff and Scott over at Fully Posable. Jeff was I know he said there was a 2-week rest on the beef, but he seemed to not be very quick to mention your name this week, Barry.
I would expect nothing less. I mean, he's out there. Listen, I don't know. Did you see the video of this man post, like, putting up his figures in his room?
I did.
Any man with the sheer balls to to post a video showing those legs. Listen, I don't want no beef. I don't want no beef with a man that is that confident to post those chicken legs. And he might be wider than Ty, I'll be honest with you. So it was like watching a cloud move.
So Jeff, thank you for all the compliments you gave me this week. I very much appreciate it. Very much knowing that my hard work gets acknowledged, that really feels good. So thank you so much, Jeff. Eric and Steve over at Positively Pro Wrestling, obviously he's doing his content creator series, Steve is, but they also did a WrestleMania 9 watch along, which I'm going to be tearing into within the next couple days. Very, very, very excited about that. I'm going to talk about the Ohio players later. RJ at Ringside Rant, obviously our dude over there, he contributes to the website. John Robat, I mentioned him earlier as well, my new superstar writer. I'm thinking about making him some merch, man. I'm telling you what, I'm thrilled to have him on the team. Thrilled, thrilled, thrilled. GBM, dry as shit. He's working with Rachel right now. They're actually getting ready to add a birthday tab to the website. So all you guys who like getting birthday presents together, we get lots of those DMs. I'm in a lot of those groups. This is going to be a resource for one of our 103 members who can go on there and edit their profiles. It'll go to a calendar. You can put your address on there if you want. Doing the Favor is not responsible for anything resulting from you posting your address on the internet. So we're just putting that out there right now.
I mean, if you're female, hot, and single, I could end up showing up. You never know.
Never know. Never know. Barry, go ahead with your shout-outs, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Dusty one himself, GBM, you know, the Titan of Target.
Is that the Walmart Wonder?
You know, that's what I've heard. And he's out there, you know, putting people to sleep daily. And so shout out to GBM. The homies over at Breaker and Bane Power Hour, Brian Breaker and Big Underscore Bane. Ray Jr., one of the princes of drip out there in LA. The Haddix boys, my youngsters, my young followers out here. I got three of them that are coming up that are gonna be just absolute studs in the fig game in the future. Sammy Evans, the homie, talk to him daily. Dobro, talk to him pretty much daily.
Love you guys.
And you're going to be talking about the Ohio players, but Drew Vinsel, his giveaway is going to be announced here shortly.
I hope I win that.
You know, I think you should. Just, I mean, Drew, if you're listening, the giveaway will already be over, but cheat and let us win. One of us.
I need that three-pack. Bad.
I can't believe he didn't tell us about it ahead of time.
Man.
What you should have done when you were at his house is steal it and just walk out and be like, I don't know what happened to the giveaway. The dude, Ring Skirts, over there at Ring Skirts, he made the WrestleMania 9 backdrop. And I mentioned WrestleMania 4, and he's like, bam, here's WrestleMania 4.
How cool was that, by the way?
Gangster. I mean, the dude's an absolute wizard with building that stuff. I mean, unbelievable. Boot to the face, Rucker, White Marty. Shout out to you boys over there. And the one and only Petopolis, who has caused a lot of problems today, getting people thinking they need to send me Ronda Rousey's. Do not listen to Pete.
Barry, you ready to get into some news?
A lot of news this week.
A lot of news this week. And I actually just got a little bit more. So their action figures. Let me go ahead and I got to find it right here. Man, he is coming through here, boy. Sorry, he posted a few things for me. There was a little Jordan Cassatt actually put out a tweet today. He found on Instagram of their action figures out of Delaware, what they are. Let me get some information here. In Dover, Delaware, we pay cash for toys. Stop in, call. And he has a phone number right there. They have a Facebook, but apparently they do, they sell figures on IG, basically. And he put out some list of things that he's ordered today. So I have three pictures here in front of me. You've seen one that was floating around the internet today. I now have three because I've been talking to this dude. So the first picture was just what he ordered. Now, not all the options, just what he ordered. So I'm going to go through them. We don't know what Elite Series these are in. We have no idea. We just know this is what he ordered on his first round. So I'm going to name them, then we can start speculating. These are all Elites. Alexa Bliss, Angelo Dawkins, Bianca Belair, Davey Boy Smith, John Morrison, Keith Lee, Montez Ford, Rob Gronkowski, and Steve Austin. Barry, what jumps out at you? What do you think? Your thoughts?
I'm excited for the Davey Boy Smith.
Okay.
The Rob Gronkowski is kind of mind-boggling.
A little bit.
I mean, what are you going to do there? 24/7 title, probably. Excited for Keith Lee to get finally get an Elite. I think that'll be really, really cool.
So I'm excited for the Street Profits. Obviously excited for Bianca Belair and Keith Lee, like you said. So those are all definitely, I'm getting these. Alexa, she hasn't had one in a little bit. I guess it hasn't been too terribly long, but I mean, we have a fair amount of Alexa Bliss, so that's meh. Davey Boy, obviously the flashback. Depends on what we're going to get. I've heard, we was in a group earlier, somebody mentioned they was hoping it would be the Heart Foundation Davey Boy Smith, which would be dope. And like the jeans and short hair and shit.
And the jacket, you know.
Yeah, that would be awesome. John Morrison, I'm going to go ahead and speculate a current day John Morrison. Just because, you know, he's new, he doesn't have one current day. Gronk. What the fuck? I have zero excitement for the Gronk figure. I don't know. I guess if you're a football fan, or you're a Buccaneers fan or a Patriots fan or whatever, if you're just a Gronk fan, I don't know. I guess if Nick Chubb signed a little like WWE deal and he had a figure, I would fucking get it. So, I don't know. Seems a little more regional to me. And Steve Austin. Now, this is the one that really jumps out at me, Barry. To me, this has stunning Steve Austin written all over it.
That would be cool. And would they bring, Lady Blossom as a valet?
Think you're digging a little too deep here.
I will, because that's his ex, and he ain't hooking her up.
But I was thinking more, it'd be cool to get the Hollywood Blondes and eventually do the Pillman with the Hollywood Blondes.
Yeah, that'd jacket. Be cool.
You know, I know we've gotten a couple of variations of Pillman and things like that, but I'm talking about like, because the other Pillman I have upstairs, it has the Bengals. Yeah, has a Pillman shirt, Bengals. Yeah. So Hollywood Blondes, and maybe eventually get another Pillman. So that would be cool. Or just eventually, just a regular stunning Steve Austin with the blonde hair and the robe. Maybe a U.S. title. To me, that would be cool. So, all right. Now, next up. Again, these are all Elites. This is a complete list. This is what some of these he didn't order. So you have an Elite The Rock, which they've done so many. Lord knows what it could be. Shinsuke, because, you know, we really need more Shinsuke figures. Triple H and Finn Balor. And Kofi Kingston and Roman Reigns. Anything jump out at you?
Not really. I'd be interested to see what they do with Kofi. I mean, there's a couple variations that aren't out there yet. So, other than that, no.
Again, Triple H has flashback potential here. So does The Rock. But, again, nothing there really jumps out at me. I can see why he didn't order these ones. Now, the next list. This is going to be Basics, Battle Packs, and Reckons. So you're looking at a basic Ricochet, a basic Rhea Ripley, a basic Becky Lynch, a basic Humberto Carrillo, a battle pack with Roman and Finn Balor, a battle pack with Sasha and Alexa Bliss, which we've already had a battle pack of them, if you guys remember. And a battle pack of The Rock and Triple H, which could be cool. And a Reckon feature playset, I believe it says. And also a John Cena and a Roman Reigns. I'm not sure exactly what quite they are. Again, more basics. Basic Fiend. Basic Strowman. Basic Big E. Basic Tegan Knox. Battle Pack. Undertaker and Jeff Hardy. Battle Pack, John Cena and Randy Orton. And Battle Pack, Bayley and Charlotte. Anything jump out at you?
Another, basically another Charlotte basic, I'm guessing, with Bayley. But I guess kind of excited to see what they do there. Undertaker and Jeff Hardy, I think, would be cool. There's a lot they could do there. And Rock, Triple H, you could do like SummerSlam 98 or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. An old school flashback. I try not to fuck with basics. Again, I say that, but, you know, it happens. Battle Pack's not too much. Oh, of course, I am kind of eye fucking that Lita and Trish Battle Pack they have out right now with the Evolution chair. I think that's really cool. But depends on what it is. Maybe the Rock and Triple H, like you said. See what they do with Taker and Jeff Hardy. That could be a flashback as well. And Cena and Orton, I mean, we also know their story and history. Rhea Ripley, she'd make a cool toy. And they're going to start pounding out the Ricochet, start pounding out the Fiend. What you laugh for?
No, I just think there's a ton they could do with Rhea Ripley to make that something special.
And also excited for a basic Tegan Knox. I think she's somebody whose star is rising. I think she appeals to a lot of people, a lot of different demographics. She's good. And I think that, it's about time she gets a figure. So to me, very cool.
The guys posting that are their action figures underscore Delaware.
Yes, their action figures underscore Delaware on Instagram. You guys can go to their page, go to their IG. They have all these posted right here, everything we just read off. So let us know what you think. But yeah, again, I don't know how legit this is. I mean, the guy was very cool with me and very responsive. So when I asked him what else, he goes, "This is just what I ordered." I was like, "Oh, well, what else did you have a chance to order?" And he posted these for me, so, and tagged me in them too. So appreciate that. So, also, did you see the War Games playset?
I have not yet, but I'm going to be looking right now.
It's on ringside. So, you have your War Games playset, not completely scale. Okay, basically, you're looking at two basic rings with the War Games playset around it. Obviously, it's a new style War Games, Barry, with no top on the cage. I don't know how you feel about that, your old school mentality.
I don't like it at all.
Why not?
Well, I'm just playing. You have to have the cage off if you're going to play with it. So.
Well, even then, like if, these dudes are going to do their flippy flips, their flim flam.
And their leg slaps.
Gotta have that roof off, man.
It's got to happen.
Now you're looking at $90 for this on ringside right now. Again, I'm not like a figure photographer. I don't really have like the room to have like a cool display. And to me, it's not scale. If it was scale, I'm going to be a little more tempted to like, if I had a dope setup like Drew Venzel has in the Palatial Venzel Estate, maybe. But for right now, I'm just kind of confined to an office. So this would be something I'd just buy and put in the closet until I eventually get more space. So I don't have a need for it, but I think it'd be cool for the kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the young fans would absolutely eat that up.
And also, while we're at ringside, we're going to stay there for a moment. Go ahead and pull it up here. We have Battle Pack 66 new images. You got the email today. You're looking at Drew and Shane. Drew McIntyre, is he on first name? Is Drew McIntyre just like first name basis only now?
I'm not sure. He might be.
Well, Drew and Shane. Which they were very nice to Shane, giving him that dark hair, by the way. Really just looks like a repainted WrestleMania basic that I have of his.
Yeah, I was going to say, and change the jersey, I think.
And change the jersey, yeah, that's basically all they did. You have the power couple, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch, with the Raw Women's Championship. Good for Seth. And you got the Taker and Roman Reigns with the Extreme Rules chair, which I believe they tag together at Extreme Rules?
I think so, yeah.
This particular one? Not that I remember. I just remember it off the last ride.
The last dance was better.
People really enjoyed our little LeBron Jordan spat last week.
Hey.
I got a lot of feedback on that.
I did too. Sammy Evans was all about it. He said Eric was hanging on to that like LeBron's hairline. I said, no doubt.
that was cool. We'll have to do Pete Rose sometime.
Oh, good Lord. I'm with you on that.
You are?
Yeah, I torture my dad. Torture. I'm like, Pete Rose is a glorified utility player.
And for all you guys wondering where my stance is, I'm going to ruffle some feathers. Pete Rose absolutely, positively does not belong in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. No questions asked. Not even an argument.
I thought you just mic dropped right there.
It's not even an argument. The man manipulated baseball games that people paid money for his own personal financial gain. Inexcusable.
And he did not include me in his betting.
And if you guys ever want me to go further on that reasoning, DMs are wide open.
I think we need to do a talk, like a sports talk here this week or something. This week or next, where we just talk sports. And shit will get wild.
It will, quick. You guys, is that LeBron Jordan almost got off the rails last week.
But we reeled it in.
We did. You're right. Elite 78 up for pre-order on ringside. Randy Orton, $27. Kofi Kingston, $27 with the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Matt Riddle, $28, which will be coming with me. R-Truth, the 24/7 Championship, $28. That one I do need. Naomi, and she also gets the, she's getting the variant here. And Drake Maverick. Your thoughts, Barry?
The Naomi is cool. I like the head scan on R-Truth. You get the 24/7 title. And Matt Riddle, bro. You know? I think Matt Riddle and Naomi for me.
I think Matt Riddle's going to be a star on SmackDown.
Well, yeah, fuck, he's got it all.
Got it, absolutely, all of it. I mean, I think I've been talking about this for a while. I'm a big fan of that dude. I love his style of wrestling. To me, like, this, I know we're talking figures here, but I'm going to go off on wrestling a little bit. I love people's styles too. You can't really see through it. And I feel like you can't see through his work at all. He reminds me of Kurt Angle in that way.
No, I agree with that.
Like, his shit looks legit. Like, I don't have to work too hard to suspend my disbelief to watch a Matt Riddle match. And I hopefully the big man in WWE takes a liking too, because he deserves to be a star, man. He really does.
Well, they say that Goldberg don't like him. And then they're saying that Brock don't like him. But I think him and Brock would have a fucking banger of a match.
I think Brock likes making money.
Yeah, exactly.
If he says there's money that can be made, I think he may do it. You want to talk about the ringside sale for a moment?
Well, you know, I think we should.
Go ahead, man. I know you're dying over there, so go ahead.
Yeah, they got a huge 4th of July sale going on right now. Four pages of phenomenal sales. Okay. Right now, let's look at some of these fucking beauties that they've got going on.
You can get Bianca Belair for $18.99.
You can get the Lance Dorado Chase for $20. That ain't bad. Mandy Rose, $18.99. And of course, what you're going to do is use code USA10 for 10% off. Now, of course, they have a code every fucking day of the year. So don't be distracted by that. Tuckers, basically, you're going to want to get the figure defender. So that's going to be 30 plus. Christian's $25.99. Well, where are we at here? We got some basics. That's page 2. What could be on page 3, Eric? Oh, we're promoting damaged packaging again. Good Lord. I mean, the whole fucking, like, half of the third page is damaged packaging. They want, for Lita and Trish, the battle pack you were talking about, $28.99, guaranteed damaged packaging.
It says damaged packaging. I'm looking right at it.
I know, that's what I mean. Guaranteed. They're promising you it's going to be fucked up. Fourth page, Lita. Royal Rumble damage packaging $36.99. Are you fucking me? That's just absolutely insane. I know it's a rare fucking occasion that you receive, you know, your items in damaged condition. Chris Rucker posted a couple pictures. I don't know if you saw them.
Hold on, time out really quick.
Yeah.
It's a perfect segue into Barry's Weekly Burial. Go ahead.
Well, either way, Chris Rucker over at Boot to the Face, he ordered one of those Fiend figures. And to tell you that it looked like somebody had just fucking opened it up and then just stuck it back in there and were like, we'll just put it together the best we can and send it to him. Like, and I think I said this to you. I don't know if I said it privately, but your shipping department, whoever's loading these boxes, packing them, I mean, do you give them instructions in Braille, or are they fucking blind? What's going on over there in the shipping department? And again, it's a rare occurrence. It's so rare. Sammy Evans. Our boy Sammy bought 5 figure protectors. Just protectors, Eric. Not figures, just protectors. 2 of them came so fucked up he couldn't even use them. Now, if you can't protect the figure protectors, or even look at them before you throw them in a box with no shipping protection, no nothing, and go, man, that's fucked up. Maybe we shouldn't send that to someone that paid their money to us for a product. But then again, like I've said for the last year, I respect them because they're telling you, we don't give a shit about your business. Some other person's going to come in and they're going to buy what you don't. So, like I said, buy at your own risk. Some people got theirs perfect condition. A lot of people got theirs fucked up. And then you got
some people posted it was in perfect condition and it wasn't.
I was getting ready to say, you got some fucking idiots that are like, look at this perfect package. Goddamn, they sent it to me. And the corners are all beat to fucking shit. But I mean, again, I hate to say it, but some of these people shouldn't have a microphone in front of their fucking face. But other than that, like I said, I hope, Chris, I know they reached out to you and said, rare occurrence, send it back. But then, wasn't it during one sale they were bitching at people like, this is a one-time thing. Next time you're not getting a refund or whatever it is. So, I mean, good luck. I mean, hopefully they fix that. I'm not sure. I don't buy anything from them. So, you know, good luck. God bless.
Well, since you're on a roll, why don't you go ahead and read a word from our sponsor?
Well, I shall. I shall do that, too. Because after hearing that, you know, as many of you may have guessed, you know, over here at Doing the Favor, we enjoy some of the finer things in life. Whether it be the finest wrestling figs and merch that one can buy, and we prefer them and, you know, mint condition if we give you our money, you know, whether it be our taste in women, wine, or wrestling, we try to stay above the rest, above the competition. When it comes to keeping a clean cut pubic region, we rely on one company, Manscaped. So head over to www.manscaped.com, get the Lawnmower 3.0, grab ball toner, make sure they're, you know, nice and unwrinkled. Throw some ball deodorant on them so they smell fresh, and use the discount code DTF for 20% off your entire order, including free shipping.
That's promo code DTF. Get 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. That's promo code DTF, which stands for doing the favor. But Haddock's Boys Muffet Ears, in this context, it stands for down to fuck. That's not.
That's just saying.
Ray, talk about some leg work?
I'm all about it.
I feel like you're on a massive roll right now, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go first.
You're going to let me just fucking kill it right now.
Yes.
Excellent. Because my leg work, my Walmarts around me are drier than a conversation with GBM. What are you doing? Not again. Bullshit.
I just opened Basic 107 Rock I just picked up a little bit ago before we started recording. I had a moment, so I was just looking at it, so I wanted to open it for you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, very disrespectful again.
Dwayne's looking good.
Well, does he look better in GBM and jorts?
I mean, he's Dwayne Johnson.
What about, does he look as toned as Jeff's cloudy legs?
He's got long pants on.
Jeff with one F and his cloudy legs. That's why I'm going to start calling him Cloudy. But yeah, my Walmarts are dry, man. There is absolutely nothing around here yet. I'm hoping soon, because I saw the pictures you posted. So what happened over there at your leg work?
Well, a couple little things happened. No big deal. I did go up. The big leg work of the weekend was going up to Drew Venzel's palatial estate. We call it the Venzel estate. Gated community, went up there. I was ushered to a driveway. I had two guys sitting there waiting to take my bags. It was unbelievable. The service he has up there, the help he's hired to work around the house. The lawn looked fantastic.
It was
unbelievable. Go in there, just a full spread of food, rustling figures everywhere, whiskey. So yeah, the Venzel estate is something to behold. But yeah, I went up there, man. Nice to kick it with some of the Ohio players. Finally met Nick Haddix and Caden Brooks. Very, very cool. His wife, the little son. It was very cool to meet with all them. Actually, his sons gave me a Francisco Lindor autographed baseball card.
Oh, nice.
So I was very happy about. So thank you guys so much. I'm very appreciative. It went right with the Cleveland display. Man, those kids, man. I tell you what, watching those boys, like, made me wish I had a brother when I was a kid. Because it was a nonstop wrestling match the entire time.
And they were the star of the live video.
As they should have been.
From Drew's mansion kitchen. I mean, right. Did he have like the manservants and all that? Did he make them clear out so you guys could film that?
He ushered the help off to their quarters. So he basically clapped his hands three times and pointed a direction, and they all scurried off.
Did they have like little candles and shit on their plates and shit so they could see?
It's just weird though, because Drew's face is on their name tag.
Oh, I see.
Very, very nice touch, Drew. But you know, we did the unboxing from his island in his kitchen, and you know, you saw Caden with the Ohio Players shirt on, hit the pose, right? You saw that?
I did. I saw that.
No, but it was cool. I got to meet Nick and the boys and his wife, Greco, up there with soon to be Mrs. Greco. Man, she puts up with a lot.
Is he a handful?
He's a handful. No, he's seriously like the quietest, nicest dude ever.
and we're picking on him.
That's our buddy. We can pick on him. Obviously, Venzel. Tara was up there, kept yelling at me, I need to eat food.
The good sister out there trying to push you in the right direction.
Father Eric, are you gonna eat food? I'm gonna put it away. Like, that's, you know, she's
did she step in? as like one of the workers?
No, I think she was ordering them around. I saw her snap her fingers a few times too.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
She seemed to be familiar with the help. So, but yeah, no, it's good to see. Always good to see Tara. She had on the Ohio player shirt on the banana cream that Rachel always raves about. But superstar writer John Robat was up there. That kid, I'm telling you what, I told him he's gonna get his own merch here soon. I'm thinking like something like him at like an old timey desk with like an inkwell and a feather.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, is there like a typewriter or something on there?
Something like that, yeah. Something old school, something indie style, some DIY aspect to it. But no, it's good to meet John, man. Good dude. Again, it's just one of the things. Like when you hang out with the Ohio players, like you talk to these folks like every day, whether it be text, DMs, whatever. So like it's real natural. Like I technically met Nick Haddix for the first time, but we've talked a whole bunch. And obviously have a lot of similar interests. He's an Eastern Ohio boy, so I'm always going to have love for him. So, but obviously, and I was down in Drew's basement where he has his monster display. It's unbelievable. The man cave is awesome. I was walking by his original San Francisco Toy Makers. His WCW has some of them set up right there. I was like, man, I love that Macho Man, the Series 3. Oh, man, I got an extra one upstairs for you. Like, what? Like, I randomly put one random figure amongst these thousands of figures he has down there. Right? Oh, I got that for you upstairs. So he actually gave me an original San Francisco Toy Maker Series 3 Macho Man loose. I love it. Obviously, Macho Man WCW. You know, that's going to hit me in the feels. Then John Robat brings in a shoebox, which I thought was going to be drugs. And it turns out he brings in a shoebox. All right, guys, pick out what you want. Help yourself. So I'm like, all right, you know, I walk over there. He opens the box and it's toys, it's figures. Huh. So I got a 1999 WCW Ringmaster Bret Hart loose. He's in the gray singlet. He's got glasses on. Now in the packaging, it comes with a hat, I believe, maybe a duster. The accessories didn't come with it. This is from his childhood collection. So that was cool to have. I just grabbed it. On the way up there and the way back, I think I hit a total of 4 or 5 Walmarts. Literally didn't see shit. I mean, the first Walmart I stopped at was in Mansfield, Ohio, and I actually found a Peyton Royce for Pete because he was talking about how he can find Billy Kay everywhere, but he can't find Peyton. So I grabbed Peyton Royce for him. That was cool. But yeah, nothing. I was looking for Elite 76, stopped at a couple Targets, stopped at several Walmarts, didn't find anything. Tara told me to absolutely not stop at the Walmart her town, or she was going to break my leg, so I didn't.
How dare her?
Stopped at Toy Hunters. Obviously, I FaceTimed you, Barry. Everything that was there, just you have basically some BCAs, a few classic superstars, some Bendems, a couple Elites, some basics, nothing crazy. A lot of loose figures, a lot of loose classic superstars. So, and there was a rock defining moment for 180. Was kind of the only, yeah. So
180.
180.
Oof.
Yeah, that's what I said too. All their prices though, literally, are very like coordinated with eBay prices.
I see, and that's what I would love for somebody to kind of whip out like the Wrestling Toy Tracker website to the owners and be like, here's what you should be using. Mm-hmm. You know, quit gouging your customers.
Well, you know, they got a business run. People are going to pay it. I know they did pretty well with moving figures during the pandemic with like the live videos and stuff. So hang on, knock the hustle. Get your money.
Cake up. That's what Claire says.
For sure. For sure. And I sat on Deluxe Classic Superstar Scott Hall, NWO Scott Hall for a minute. I know I was actually FaceTiming you when I was in the store. I was wish-washing back and forth. Ended up not getting it just because I was like, man, I'm hoping to find 76 today. And I didn't. So, came home, the Rock Best of the Attitude Era figure was waiting for me at the house. Ty got this for me at what our boy Clinton would call a crackhead price, basically slightly above retail. This figure is going for, I believe, around $50 on eBay. I got it for about half that on Ty on some Fig Finessen stuff. Follow him and his brother, by the way, over there at Fig Finessen. Star Wars wrestling toys, all that good stuff. So again, a little discouraged, couldn't find 76, checked several Walmarts, was at work today, had to run out actually on my break, and I had to go to Walmart to get a Roku for a resident. Went to Roku and actually met some people in the wrestling aisle who said they were out hunting. Well, I told them who they were. They're actually familiar with legwork. They're familiar with doing the favor. They said it was very nice to meet me. I don't remember their names. Sorry, guys. But, and then I left and I had to go back to work. I go back to work. I checked Brickseek and I saw a number jumped at a Walmart down the road from where I met them. I knew they were hunting. I'm like, shit. I know damn well they're going to go to this other Walmart. Well, sure as shit. I got off work, raced to that Walmart, Elite 76 hit. No Otis, no Christian. I did get Tucker. Was kind of on the fence about Lacey, but didn't get her. Cena looked pretty cool, but it was, I don't know. It's not a true flashback figure, you know what I mean? It's just now, from his... Go ahead.
Do you think some of the workers there, when they're unboxing, like, putting the figures out, they're like, oh, take, you know, keeping this one.
I think if they're in the game, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that happens with shoes a lot. They call it backdoor in pairs. But yeah, that happens with shoes all the time. Because all the people that work at Foot Locker and Finish Line and shit, they're all pretty much in the game. I know a lot of dudes that have those jobs specifically for the discount. It's a second job for them. So, yeah, I know that happens in shoes all the time. So, if you're a toy head, yeah, I believe absolutely that happens. But I missed Otis. I missed Christian. So, I got Tucker. Looks pretty cool. The head scan's not like, now that I have it in hand and look at it, it's not great. But I figure if you get Otis, you got to get Tucker, right? You got to get the tag team. So grab Tucky. Shit. I knocked down Lily stuff. Left Lacey Evans. Braun, I think, is going to be a peg warmer.
I mean, I don't know why.
And then also, as you guys heard me open, I got the basic 107 The Rock just because I'm a Rock Mark and I just want to have all the Rock figures that I get my hands on. So there's that. That was my legwork this week. And also, there was one more right before we started airing. And you guys, when you hear this, you're going to kick yourself in the ass a little bit. Anthony Greco sent me a link. Cassius Ono was available on Walmart.com. I got to it, immediately went there. There was five left. I was actually able to get one.
And sent me the link, and they were sold out.
Barry went there immediately after I sent him the link, which I was still in the process of checking out. Because I went through that horrible moment of, like, I haven't been on Walmart.com, and I had to reset my passwords. I forgot it. Like, that, like, shitty moment. And, yeah, and I was able to get mine. Well, we'll see. I'm supposed to go pick it up tomorrow. So we'll see on that. But, yeah, they sold it. They only had five when I went there. So that was pretty cool. Shout out Greco, man. Maybe I'll get my hands on one. I'll go pick it up tomorrow and keep everybody updated on whether I got it or not. Tomorrow being Wednesday the 17th of June. But that was it for legwork, man. Nothing else, really. I see you got your burial in already, so that messed up my format a little bit, but that's okay.
You can't be mad at it.
I'm not. I'm absolutely not. Barry, you ready to talk about WWE Shop?
I think we should.
So go to shopwwe.com, which I just messed up my place. I got it right here. So basically we have, what are they calling these? The Rookie Collection t-shirts?
Yeah.
These are absolutely phenomenal. So they remind me of an Homage shirt. You guys know Homage, Ohio-based store. They remind me of that style shirt, but basically it's guys from their previous gimmicks. So you have Edge's Sexton Hardcastle shirt. You have The Undertaker's Mean Mark Callis. Triple H, Terra Rising. Ty, I know you're getting that, homie. Kane's Isaac Yankum DDS. Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Ringmaster, which I would, you know, much rather have me a Stunning Steve right there, but it's okay. And the Diamond Stud. Your thoughts?
I love that Diamond Stud. I think that's a banger. I'm like not mad green. At it. I like yeah, that it's not the normal black.
None of these shirts I just named are black, which I think is very cool. I like the Triple H Terror Rising, too. I like them all. I'm not super impressed with the Ringmaster. Just because of what I said. I like that mean Mark Callis, though. Man, pair that with some Bret 11s. Woo! Be some heat. Some other new shirts we have on WWE.com. Matt Riddle, Timothy Thatcher, NXT Fit Fight Pit T-shirt. Easy for me to say. This looks like a basic mint T-shirt. The Iconics got a new shirt. Looks like a lot of their other ones. Does the Rock Just Bring It shirt? Which, that's definitely not new. Well, it does have the Brahma Bull in the back. I guess it could be a little different. Looks like a different bull on the back. NXT TakeOver In Your House 2020 event T-shirt. Another NXT TakeOver In Your House 2020 event Home Sweet Home T-shirt. Backlash 2020 Edge and Randy Orton matchup T-shirt. Greatest wrestling match ever, which I heard was... I haven't watched the match yet. I heard the pay-per-view sucked. Heard that match was awesome.
And I think this is kind of homage to you. Okay. Because you called Randy Orton the best heel in the game months ago. Mm-hmm. And now people are starting to come around. I mean, that's kind of consensus opinion nowadays.
You know, and I feel like the knock on Randy, what they're always going to say is, well, when he wants to. Well, we're not looking for consistent here. I think he's the best. I thought that. The trendy answer is either MJF with the AEW heads or Baron Corbin, right? That's the one that people always try to push on, which I like Baron Corbin. I do. I don't think he's the best heel in the world. I don't see that at all. I think he's a pretty good heel, but Randy Orton is, he's next level, man. Absolutely next level to me. I know it's subjective, but he's one of those guys, like when he's a face and he smiles, it looks weird. Like he's just naturally a heel. I don't know the guy, but I'm guessing he's probably got a little bit of asshole in him.
I would imagine so. From what a lot of people say is he's a nice guy. But I'm sure he can flip that fucking switch.
Yeah, you hear a lot of the stories when he was younger, but again, that guy grew up in the spotlight and was living in his dad's basement and then all of a sudden had millions of dollars. You know what I mean? Like, when I was in my early 20s, you handed me millions of dollars, I would probably have a lot of news stories written about me about all the stupid shit I did. I did stupid shit. You can find the newspaper back in my early 20s and I wasn't rich. It's documented.
You could have possibly been dead because of the money. Could have got more larger quantities.
Did that time, spent that bread. That's all I'm going to say.
And left them bitches on red. You know?
Oh, Barry, why don't we try a little something new this week? Go to shopaew.com. We figure since we touch on WWE, it'd be good to touch on AEW as well. Some new arrivals we have here. Barry, I'm assuming you have it up.
Well, the server's going slow because I think Josh has all of his equipment, you know, all of his computers and handheld devices logged on so he doesn't miss anything.
Sweet. New Young Bucks shirt, AEW World Tag Team Championship wrestling belt pin, which Drew has a lot of pins. I was talking about your recent new love for the pins. Got into. Well, I remember how you used to be like totally against them. Now you like them.
Well, I got a couple cool ones. So I was like, oh, they're not that bad.
A little behind the curtain look, Barry used to be like, I don't get the fucking pins. I don't understand it. And then like about a month ago, he's like, you know what? I know I said about pins, but I'm starting to think they're pretty cool. So
just fucking buried me. Just fucking.
I didn't bury you.
Buried me right there.
I didn't do an impression of you like Chris Rucker did.
That was a fucking terrible impression.
I have a Chris Rucker impression.
Do it.
Hold on.
got to prepare for this shit.
I got to prepare for it. You guys know what we need right now? You know what I'd like to see? Another Mickie James championship run. I think she deserves it. A legend's legend right there. Mickie James on the Mount Rushmore of women's wrestling. God damn, I love women wrestling. And since Becky Lynch isn't around no more, I think it's time for another Becky Lynch run. Also, also, Charlotte sucks. Why is she on my TV so goddamn much? I know that Eric Berry said she's the best women's wrestler of all time, but I hated her dad, so therefore I'm going to hate his fucking seed too. Charlotte Flair, fuck you. Is that good?
That was excellent. I mean, I thought Chris was fucking took your phone for a second.
Mickie James.
Block 9.
Mickie James. I'm not making fun of him. I think his voice is so good. I tried to get there. I can't do it like him.
He's got the perfect fucking radio.
He's got the perfect radio voice. He got the perfect radio voice, man. I tell him this.
Fucking jealous of that motherfucker.
I tell him that all the time. Mickie James.
Fucking, this is what I get in my DMs from him. Is fucking goddamn fucking Joey Janela's fucking ugly ass stays winning. Look at this. Look at this girl. Look at her ass. And that's what he sends me. And then it will be some fucking hot chick. And I'm like, Joey's out there throwing penis. But yeah, I love Rucker. I mean, but I did think he stole your phone for a second. That was spot on.
New arrivals at Shop AEW. Young Bucks still killing the business with the skulls. Pretty cool. Looks like a lot of their shit. I think they use the skulls a lot. The Inner Circle Stampede Champion shirt, which is fantastic. They did it like a Super Bowl, like with a losing team. They had the shirts already made. That's fucking awesome. Obviously, it's 50% off because they lost. FTR, fuck the rest. That's really good. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Another Stadium Stampede shirt. Ace John Moxley, Ace Brody Lee, Holy Sheeta. Nightmare Murder Hawk shirt. A lot of these shirts from Double or Nothing. Heels, which I don't quite understand. Maybe I know they have something to do with like some kind of charity work, so that's cool. Britt Baker, the open wide shirt with the leopard print tongue. That's fucking dope. I like that. Looks like a Rolling Stone shirt a little bit. Evil Uno, Santana Ortiz, Kenny Omega, Golden Wings, B Elite USA headband. Limited time only. Then you got your hats. You got your super kicks, all that shit. Your thoughts? Anything jump out at you?
What about those freshly squeezed super kicks?
We've talked about those.
I know, but I'm just saying. Chris Rucker's a fan.
He is a fan, isn't he?
He loves freshly squeezed.
He's an acquired taste. You know, I think there's a lot of people that weren't into it at first. But then as the character, they've seen the character develop and seen the style that he works and just are entertained by him or allow themselves to be entertained by him, I should say. Like, there's a lot of people that have kind of flipped the switch on him, which is a credit to Orange Cassidy, the performer.
That Santana Ortiz graffiti jacket's a banger.
I'm looking at it right now. Sorry, guys. B. Priestley's got a shirt, the AEW logo face mask. Obviously, we've talked about a lot of this stuff before.
Right.
Now, AEW top sellers. You ready for this? We're the old top 10 countdown, baby.
I'm ready.
Number 10, Chris Jericho, Le Champion. Number 9, John Moxley, Paradigm Shift. The shirt's called Thirst. Number 8, Kenny Omega, Golden Wings. Number 7, Britt Baker, Possessed. That's where she got kicked in the face by Sheeta. Number 6, the AEW logo shirt. Number 5, FTR, fuck the rest. Pretty cool. Number 4, Inner Circle, kind of the take on the Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction album. Little bit of music knowledge there. You know what I'm talking about there, Barry?
Welcome to the jungle, baby. Mr. Brownstone.
Do you know what me and Rachel's wedding song was?
It's So Easy.
Jesus Christ. She's going to slap the shit out of you. Sweet Child of Mine.
I love that song. That's a good one.
That was our dance at our wedding. Yeah, so.
But I was talking about the love that you share. It's so easy.
She's going to smack the dog shit out of you.
Why?
Number 3, Orange Cassidy, freshly squeezed. Number two, Orange Cassidy, yearbook photo. And the number one selling shirt on shopaew.com, the Inner Circle Stadium Stampede loser shirt. That's fucking fantastic. I love that. Jericho just keeps winning out here, man. Anything jump out at you? What do you think?
I'm just still surprised that those Orange Cassidy shirts are selling like they are. I mean, that dude stays in the top five.
Yeah, his life has probably changed a lot in the last year. You got to think, right?
Oh, no doubt. 100%.
Good for him, man.
Absolutely.
All right, Barry, we're going to buzz on over to Amazon. We're going to get the fuck out of here, all right?
I'm down.
Amazon deals right now as we speak. Obviously, they can change. These things change day by day, but obviously look every day, along with Mercari, along with eBay. GBM is the Mercari king.
Yeah, you ain't getting nothing off it. GBM will fucking be like, I found this at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, he's got them Mercari notifications on. Nothing crazy really jumping out at me. I still think that battle pack with Ray and Samoa Joe's really dope. I know Jordan Cassatt, he said he loves that Ray. So $30 for that two-pack. Elias, $15.88. Whatever. Anything jumping out at you, Barry?
Not really. I mean, things seem to be pretty much what they have been. But yeah, like the deal of the day is basically you finding that Cassius Ohno on Walmart.com.
Yeah, I didn't expect to find that again. That was Greco just hit me up literally as we were about to hit record. So obviously, and that's Barry. I had to pause for a couple reasons, Barry. Barry, what do you know about wild rabbits?
I know they cause a lot of problems.
Yeah. How so?
They cause a lot of foundation damage around community housing.
So I got some wild rabbits running around the backyard now, and they had the audacity to dig a hole and have babies. Looks like there's three or four in there. And what I've read is the cottontail rabbits, they only come around twice a day, dusk and dawn, to nurse the babies because they don't want to draw attention to predators, right? So they're in this hole in the back. Obviously, I let the dogs out. The one dog started digging at the hole. The bunnies seem to be okay, but now Rachel has chicken wire around a chair on top of the cage with a small hole for the rabbit to get in. So I think these baby rabbits have a death sentence now. I don't think that rabbit's going to be able to figure out how to get in there. So I got to take a look, but I'm very concerned about the health and safety. And these rabbits have been running around the yard for a few days, and I've been letting them. They seem they get really close to me. They don't seem agitated or nervous by me at all. So let them live. You know what I mean? Dogs don't like them.
You know, out there living their best life.
I got nothing against them.
I've never shot a rabbit.
That's not my bag either. Going through Amazon deals. Nothing crazy. Eric Young, $12.50. Alicia Fox, $11.99 free shipping. Ronda Rousey, Ultimate Edition, $18.27. You want me to send you one up?
Absolutely not. Okay. That's $18 too much.
Okay. Again, nothing really jumps out at me this week. I know we keep an eye on the Pete Dunne, the exclusive. We've seen that as low as $30. Milkomania set, $32. Excuse me. A little riff there. This Ultimate Edition Nakamura just fluctuates up and down. $32 right now. Kevin Owens, Elite 64. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Elite 60. Is that 64 or 66? I can't remember. I believe it's 66. Yeah. 11.65. That's a really good deal.
That ain't bad.
Got Sherry out here, $38.88. Chad Gable, $18.50. So if all you guys got the Jason Jordan when it was like $6, $7, $8 way back when it came in a bag, I got it loose. The Chad Gable might be cool to pair up with it. Network Spotlight Ricochet, $82. The fuck?
What a deal.
What a deal. But other than that, that's all I see. Barry, do you have anything else this week?
No, I just want to thank everyone, you know, for listening, like yins always do. You could be like the DTF security team, Mike the Cleaner, who I don't know if you saw when he was listening to Breaker and Bane. He's out here grilling New York strips, Eric.
I saw that.
So this man's out here living his best life, just waiting for one of you to, you know, cross that line so he can fold your ass up. So you be cautious when you're around the cleaner. But other than that, you know, again, thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you guys taking the time out, hearing us. And Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
Guys, go to our website, doingthefavor.com. It's got links to all our previous episodes, along with our merch, which we have over at whatamaneuver.net. I also want to take a small moment. Shout out whatamaneuver.net. They have the biggest month they've ever had in June. The biggest month they've ever had in their existence this month in June. And you're saying, well, it's only the middle of the month. Exactly. They're booming over there. So whatamaneuver.net. Shout out to those guys, man. Michael over there. Always been great to work with. If you guys need to open a t-shirt store, want to put something out there, reach out to Michael. He'll help you through the process. Unbelievably good customer service. And I couldn't say nothing better about those guys. I mean, they are absolutely fantastic. And I look forward to working with them more in the future. So again, a link to all our merch on their website at doingthefavorite.com. New articles going up by RJ and John Robat. I have another collector's corner coming. This time it's going to be featuring Drew Venzel. So be on the lookout for that as well. You can follow us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play by searching Doing the Favor. Also on Twitter and Instagram at Doing the Favor. Thank you guys all so much for listening, supporting, and helping us grow this thing. We're very excited about the future.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. And with that, good night and God bless.
Peace. Yeah.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric, I bury your rep with DTF and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind, just a few more days until we're back live. We'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.